You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am your host. I am joined today by Sean O'Brien.
I am also your host. Thank you, Greg.
Another host. We are equal hosts. I didn't mean to sound like I'm the host.
Oh, I was just busting chops.
Sidekicks or whatever.
No, I was just having fun with it.
Until I got to you. I like what you're wearing there, buddy. You got a,
Planet Smoothie. At Planet Smoothie. Fan of the podcast. And for record, I didn't ask for anything. I asked for nothing at all. He just said, I love the show. I think he travels to and from cities trying to open Planet Smoothies, amongst other things. And he goes, hey, man, check your mail in a few days. And got us some hoodies and some tumblers. So appreciate you, Dan. Tim. I didn't ask. That's getting out there. Like, I call up and ask.
Tim? Yeah.
What do you think?
On whether he asked or not?
Yes.
I mean, I believe him.
I could prove it. I could literally show you the thread if you want.
So you started a thread.
He reached out. He said, I enjoyed the podcast. One thing led to another.
Just kidding, buddy. Tim Conby's also here.
Hey, I'm your host. Good to see you.
Tim is an equal host as well. Seems to be staking claim to a higher office. Randy Cash is here. Here's our producer.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Hi.
MVP of the week, man. We did the live episode, and Randy turned that thing around in about 24 hours, and it was quite a bit of work.
Unbelievable, man.
Nice job, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I had a lot of help. Eric, thanks for helping, man. And Tristan came up and provided some help. So it was fantastic. Thank you guys.
Yeah, I don't say this enough, but I don't like Sean.
I think everyone knows that. It's a good bit. In a funny way.
Yeah, Randy, thank you. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, putting that stuff together too, man, that is like foreign to me, man. I couldn't even, I'm like looking at him. I'm like, I can't, the best I can do is talk into a mic as a tester. That's the best I can bring to the table.
And you did do that.
I did do that.
You relieved me. Randy had me talking as a, you know, tester. And yeah. It's like, I can't talk anymore. Yeah, I know a guy who talks all the time.
You got him right here.
Yeah.
Yep. Great job.
Tim was running around. He was making things happen.
Tim knows sound though. So that Tim was an asset at the live thing.
Did you just question?
Yeah, Randy, Tim doesn't know sound?
Yeah, tell me more.
No, Tim was actually very helpful, helping me with, very much so, right before doors, definitely. So thanks, brother. Thank you very much.
No, of course.
Also, man. Randy, I mean, MVP, you got Tim and I these Otis hats that Sean could not get us. We're wearing the blue. We each have a blue and a gray, and I like them.
I gotta say, they're everything I thought they would be.
This is hat number one.
It's a great hat.
You guys in the rotation.
It's the same exact hat.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said I have a blue. He has a gray.
We each have a blue.
You each got two.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
So I got you guys hats, but you didn't care for that style of hat, so that wasn't good enough.
Well, to be clear, you were wearing a hat like this, and I said, "Wow, that's a great hat. Could you get me one?" And you said yes, and then you could not. So I forked out some cash. Randy handled the transaction right there. Got them in the mail, and man, this is number one in the rotation right now of my hats.
It's a great hat. I like the one you gave me. It's in my car, but this is the best Otis hat on the market.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, man. The one that you gave me, I think I use as a workout hat, or one of them.
Okay.
It's a great workout hat.
Workout hat.
Yeah.
You wear for the gym?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of times if I'm waking up, hair's all messed up, and it's a good hat to sweat in.
Okay. Well, I think those other hats were the Nike Dry Fit hats.
They're nice. They're good.
Which are, by design, I think it's for sweat. Great. Those are not good workout hats.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man, when you're going up and down an elevator.
This is like
you're going to work up a sweat.
Yeah. This is more like a classy out to dinner.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. You know what I mean? A gala.
Poor Tim, man. He got hit on that country club last week. Oh, man.
I mean, I didn't want to bring it up, but once your wife confirmed it, man,
it's like...
Basically, Emma said, everything that Sean and Greg have been razzing Tim about is true. We will join a country club in less than 4 years, I believe, was her projections.
Yeah. I mean, the razzing has turned into, I belong to a country club, I own a country club, all that. I've not denied that there is a concentrated effort in my home. Towards a country club membership. I just said, I've never belonged to one. I do not belong to one. I do not play golf. I don't really want anything to do with it. Can I stop that effort? Probably not.
Right. I might ask.
But Mark, it's a ways away, guys. Until these kids are picking up golf clubs, I think it's a ways away.
Yeah. I mean, well, Jack's already showing some athleticism, getting out of the crib.
He is. That is true. I mean, no, they both, if they take after their mom, will be athletes. And I, by all means, want them to, you know, play whatever they want.
Can I hit on that real quick?
Sure.
You showed me that.
I know.
I know we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
First of all, I guess being a parent, there's got to be some level of relaxation. Because you were just
If you missed it, what we're talking about.
There's a video of Tim's baby falling out of the crib.
Correct.
Before the podcast last week.
Kind of jumping out of the crib.
Yeah.
He was sure.
He's flipping out of the crib.
But Tim's like, hey, man, you gotta check this out. Like, I thought it was going to be like, I don't know, cats, like, I don't know, jumping in circles or something silly.
All those cats videos.
I don't know why I picked cats.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, your kid, 360 on his back, correct? Yeah. I mean, I would have been terrified. I mean, were you guys terrified? Because that falls 90 degrees the wrong way. You have a real problem, right?
By the time that we saw it, we already knew that he was completely fine and back. We didn't see it for hours. My mother-in-law, Debbie, dealt with it, went in, immediately knew he was fine, and then kept him awake and played with him for 45 minutes, and he was totally himself. So by the time we knew it, we already knew that everything was fine. But yes, it was very scary to watch that.
But everything's good. You don't need no doctor. You don't have to do any of that.
He's fine. No, what we have to do is keep it from happening again and probably make an adjustment to the crib. Now, that said, I think it freaked him out so bad that, you know, he probably won't try it anytime soon.
Maybe put a roof on it.
Yeah, maybe a roof.
It's a crate. Now it's a crate.
Uh-huh.
Now it's not a kid. Yeah. You got your kid in a crate.
It's a crib roof. It's not a crate.
It's not a crate.
That's how you get around
roof.
It. It's a crib with a roof, man.
That's how you get around it, right?
Yeah. It's not a crate. It's a crate.
Some high-end stuff.
Yeah, that was...
Speaking of country clubs, I give a shout-out last week for the hat I was wearing, the gift, but I did not say their names. So Matt and Rachel McCann came to Omaha and gave me that hat from their country club. So thank you to Matt and Rachel.
Outstanding.
Nice job. Yeah. And my boy Sam, too. He donated American Coffee. He got a couple hats that he helped toward the donations.
I'm almost positive it's not called American Coffee.
Or is it not? I don't know, dude. I'm going on no sleep.
Yeah. Boy. I think it's Operation Coffee.
Operation Coffee. American Sam, I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah. He knows I love him.
Of course he does. Yeah.
He knows I love him. Sam, I'm sorry, buddy. It's not you. It's me. Greg rang me wild this weekend in a good way. We had a good time. Still just.
You sure his name's Sam?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That I am sure of. So, anyways, he contributed.
Bill over at Lithuanian Tea is a close friend of mine. Helps the pod.
Oh, man, I'm just the worst. So, we appreciate it.
Sean, I got to say, stepped up and gave my dad a Buffalo Bills hoodie.
Wow. Mr. Warren, I hear the info. He tells me, yeah, man. He goes, I don't know why, but my dad's like kind of quietly or not quietly. He's like rooting for the Bills. And I'm like, what?
Yes, he's mentioned it a few times.
Are you serious? Because I wanted to get Greg a Bills hoodie to stand in support with me. And he's like, man. And I'm with Greg in this. He's like, the NFL has jammed me up so many times over the years.
Yeah.
We've addressed this. Every city that he was in, they've moved. So he goes, I'll tell you what, my dad would like one. I'm like, book it. And I did, and I gave it to him, and
he wore it the next day. I had coffee with him yesterday, and it's a good-looking hoodie.
Nice, man. Yeah, I was proud of that selection.
Yeah, it was great, and you give my dad something, he's going to wear it the next day.
Wouldn't that be his team? He's from those parts, right?
From Western New York?
Yeah, no, he's a Long Island guy.
Come on, man. He's from Long Island.
So he would be a Jets, Jets or Giants guy would be my guy.
Which, by the way, man, you are really making us look bad.
Oh, yeah. The
Wu-Tang Clan is not from Long Island. They are from Staten Island.
I was only...
Very different.
You know what, man? We were up there in front of the people. My brain wasn't working properly. As I said, I was like, I don't think that's right. Nobody corrected me. Nobody in the room.
Yeah, I mean... And listen, I don't know a whole lot about, I don't judge people.
You don't know
people.
A lot about Wu-Tang? That surprises
don't
me,
Don't know a lot about the Wu-Tang Clan, but I also don't, I don't know a lot about people. But if I had to guess, most of the people in that room were not Wu-Tang Clan fans.
Not a ton of overlap.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But Staten Island is a very different place than Long Island.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Buffalo is a very different place than Long Island. My dad, he's right there with probably Giants, Jets.
I didn't realize he was.
You don't know what Long Island is?
New York City. I don't. I forgot at the time.
Because you lived in New York, right?
Yeah, I did. I just forgot. I knew that your dad was East Coast. I think I even knew that he was New York State. I don't think I realized he was actual Long Island.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You just forgot. I mean, Greg, you know, what did you call a loofah? Rufus? Lufus? What did you say?
No, he was referring to lupus and he called it Lufus.
Lufus. Right. It's a man, and I looked it up. It's a debilitating disease, Lufus.
Lufus is
Lufus. Not. You don't want lupus.
It's not good.
Yeah
that might have got a Randy likes that out there too. I think we got three Randy likes that last week. So. Yeah.
No, that was the mistake.
He was dialed in though, man. There's a lot of work going on.
Randy?
Not that he doesn't do work normally on this podcast, but when he was on that live thing, he was like at the literally dialing dials and I don't know, look like one of those old radio operators, ham radio operators or a Navy. He looked like he was on a naval submarine.
It was impressive, Randy.
Bang up job.
I'm keeping it going. Oh,
he's doing stuff right now.
Do what you got to do. I need to share this. It's this day that we're recording. It's snowing just a ton, or it did overnight. It did this morning. Just snow on the ground like crazy. And my kids, their school was canceled today. So it's been a chaotic morning that will be reflected in some of the research today.
But you're saying that, so you short cheated it?
No, I think it's going to be great.
Not very good?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'd like
to know now.
I'll be working on the fly. Oh, no, it's really good. This is going to be a great podcast.
Working on the fly? You mean you haven't done the research?
No, I mean, my notes aren't laid out. I absolutely have done the research. I think this is going to be a great podcast if you guys start picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, I
don't know. I mean, what do you want from us?
I thought I've done a bang-up job today, personally.
Just a little bit more. But my notes are, you know, not the finishing touches that I normally do, but it's a great story. And a great brand. And a lot of things that I had no idea. I was kind of like, it's Hallmark, by the way. It's the holidays. This will be a good one. But I didn't know just what an impact it's had.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to learn.
Yeah, there's some stuff that I know, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing about it.
I do know there's something going on with the Bills movie right now that I got to watch. Did that come across your feed at all?
Yeah, they did a Chiefs one. I don't think it's time to dive in just yet.
Yeah,
but
it's not right.
Are we doing the brand or not, man? I mean, that's
if you want to do it, we can do it.
The thing is, typically, when we start mentioning the brand, we're in the brand.
Okay.
Did you have something else you want to discuss before the brand?
Let me see.
The snow thing, you seem to be a little upset that they unnecessarily canceled school today.
I mean, listen, I'm not making that call. The administration does, but yeah, it was a little surprising because did you guys find the roads to be bad at all today?
I did not. I drove all the way out to O'Fallon.
You did?
Yeah.
How come?
I had to pick up some supplements from Olivia's office and got an adjustment from Dr. J.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you seemed a little adjusted.
I knew, I could tell you had a little extra skip in your step.
Yep.
No,
it was an attitude adjustment.
Oh, is that okay? He just sat you down.
Yeah,
Randy loved it.
He is a chiropractor, but this time he was just like, "Listen, man."
Yeah, I just gave you a talking to.
That couldn't have been a quick trip then, because you probably need a few sessions.
You were probably in there 2 hours. Yeah, quite honestly.
I believe when we were off air, I apologized to you. That was part of that attitude adjustment. Dr. J tells it like it is. He was like, "Hey, man, I see you coming in here and listen to the pod and." You're not a nice person.
Mm.
And
I
think you can do better.
I'd subsidize his practice.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to contribute to that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same. I'll jump in.
Yeah.
Pro bono.
Pro bono.
You will.
I'm not sure. That doesn't mean anything, what he just said.
Yes, it does.
That demonstrates he doesn't know what pro bono
I will give
or
money
subsidize.
Pro bono.
No, I
like he doesn't know what either one of those words mean.
No, I was saying, yeah, it means it's just you work for free, right?
Yeah, but I said I would financially contribute to it, and you said I would too. Pro bono.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess what
Which
I'm saying
means
is
I will not
I would go
contribute.
In there. What I meant to say is I'd go in there and I'd help them, and I wouldn't take any of the fee.
Help them do the chiropractor stuff?
Well, the head stuff.
The attitude.
Like with your attitude. Oh, like I'd be like, hey, let me come in. You know, it's like kind of a sidekick, yeah. And then I'll also straighten him out, and I don't want a fee, is what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't pay me, hence the pro bono comp.
See, this is the thing with Sean. Sometimes he's misunderstood.
I just get there, I just take the
Sometimes he does say dumb stuff, but this time I think he was just misunderstood.
He's very good at backing himself out of whatever corner he seems to be in.
Yeah.
He's got to do the old Ollie shuffle.
It's impressive. Appreciate I will that. Also say, as we get into the brand,
I mean, are we in it or are we in it? I don't know.
Yeah, we're
in.
We're like it's 1 foot in kind of deal, like in the pool.
I appreciate you getting the product for the table, for the set, if you're watching on YouTube. But you can also tell this is a guy who came off a week where he spent God only knows how much money on Entenmann's.
About $780.
So for Hallmark, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go with 3 cards.
Yeah.
Oh, you got more. Okay, good. That's
I
great.
I got a lot of cards.
But you saved money. This is a low week.
No. Yeah.
Oh, you spent a lot this week?
I spent a lot, and I have gifts for you, so maybe you're going to eat your words right there.
I'm not being
critical. I was
going to
bring them up. I have all kinds of Hallmark stuff.
Oh, incredible.
Wait a minute. Do I have gifts, cards. Too?
I'm not being critical. I was excited for you.
Yeah, I got
something
for you too, man.
All right, man.
Yeah. I spent a lot of money.
What a great way.
I want you to think about heading back out to O'Fallon after this pod, because already I think that adjustment is wearing off. Just a little
man. Do a double session.
I don't know if you know, Hallmark cards aren't cheap, and I'm looking at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then the big ones, and then the gifts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't spend Entenmann's money on it, but that's the problem, man. That live podcast was so fun, and I think the taste test was such a vital part of it.
Yeah.
That we're going to probably, for our next live podcast, we're going to have to do some sort of taste test.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. There might be other interactive things that we can, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have one. The next one we do, I guess, will be on the cruise.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to get product on the cruise?
There's no telling. It depends what
customs
what the brand is.
Yeah. We got to start thinking about that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. You have to do something like, I don't know, something that's easy to transport, like a bunch of like Sour Patch Kids. That'd be kind of fun. Is it Nate into that too? Well, it doesn't have to be. I'm just saying, like, what's easy?
You know, you got something there. Maybe it is like one of those foods that Nate likes, like nerd clusters or whatever.
Those nerd clusters.
Maybe it's just nerds.
Yeah, I don't even know, man. Those clusters. By the way, if you're out there and see a nerd cluster, get on it. Holy cow.
It's one of my favorite parts of Nate's set lately. I don't know if he's going to keep it in there, but at some point he's talking about something. He goes, and Dr. Pepper, and he goes, and look, Dr. Pepper's, they're doing some really good stuff over there. He's like, they're doing some exciting stuff. Then he goes, and I'll tell you another, Nerds is doing some really, and it's sincere. Yeah. And he just sort of steps out of his egg. He's like, Nerds is doing some really inventive, exciting stuff,
that's
man.
So true.
You could tell he means it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
Tim, what's the brand?
The brand this week is
Hallmark.
Hallmark, guys.
The company is called Hallmark Cards Incorporated. It is a privately held, family-owned American company. Do you know where they're based?
Kansas City.
What? Yeah. I didn't even know that either when I went on, right?
Sean and I doing a bunch of shows in Kansas City.
Yeah,
coming
doing
up.
About 38 shows in Kansas City.
End of the month, is that right? From
yes.
Christmas through New Year's. It's all you guys, the Comedy Club of Kansas City.
Yeah.
Is that all sold out or is there a few left?
There's one show left
out of 14.
And that's almost sold out. And Tim, you're coming in for one day of that?
I believe that's the plan now.
He can't commit to anything.
See how the weather goes. See how my kids are.
See how kids are. Tumble it.
No, I will be there. I love Kansas City. And while you're there, there's a Hallmark kind of museum type thing that you guys should check out.
Oh, yeah?
I imagine it's pretty ripping during the holidays.
Yeah.
Hallmark, one of the oldest and largest manufacturers of greeting cards in the United States. And as you guys know, Hallmark, there's a Hallmark channel. I mean, they own all kinds of things. And they also make party goods, gift wrap, and stationery. Let's do the history.
Invented gift wrap, didn't they?
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. J.C. Hall, the Hall brothers are who came up with this thing, hence kind of the Hall mark. J.C. Hall, Joyce Clyde Hall, kind of the main guy. The brothers are William and Raleigh. They started this thing at the Norfolk Postcard Company in 1907. They were in Norfolk, Nebraska. That's where they initially worked. Their dad was a preacher.
I got to check something real
quick
here.
They were poor, so they worked there.
I'm not doing business. I just want to check something.
Check some of my facts. I will tell you, like so many of these brands, lots of different stories that cannot all be true.
Exactly.
I thought one of the brothers' names was Joyce.
Yeah, I said that. Joyce Clyde, JC.
I thought that, is that the brother or the dad?
The main guy of this whole thing is Joyce Hall.
Okay, JC. Joyce, but he had a brother.
JC Hall. Brothers were William and Raleigh.
Oh, okay. So there's three of them.
Three brothers, yep.
Okay, I thought it was two brothers. I know Joyce was one.
I think, yeah, Joyce is the main guy.
Okay.
And was for a really long time. But William and Raleigh, the brother, his older brothers, so they worked at this place in Norfolk, Nebraska. It was a bookstore, and they started this little card company out of the back of it. Like I said, they were poor. JC once said, all I was trying to do was make a living. In those days, if you didn't work, you didn't eat, and I liked to eat.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
In 1908, Raleigh, one of the brothers, bought out the other owners of the bookstore, and it became Hall Brothers. They were doing business as the Hall Bookstore at the time. The postcard business outgrew what the store could do, so they moved it to Kansas City. There's different stories here about if they moved to Kansas City still sort of poor, or if they were like, oh, we're really rocking it. Let's move to Kansas City and see what we can do. Regardless, it seems that around 1910, they were based in Kansas City, just as the Hall brothers. They were primarily selling postcards. Postcards were huge at the time. The dominant form of short written communication. They look just like they do now. You write them on the outside, very public, nothing secret about it.
Yeah.
Just rocking it. Most holiday greetings before 1915 were postcards with illustrations or short messages. That's the business that they were in. JC, it seemed like, would also travel a whole bunch to different retailers and say, hey, look at all our cards. Look at how cool these are. They kept all their postcards in Kansas City in a huge warehouse. In 1915, huge fire. Destroyed almost all of their inventory. Millions of postcards, they think.
You think it was an inside job?
Nope.
I tell you who I think did it.
Who?
The Lego guy's kid.
Who was starting all the fires.
Good callback.
Yeah, that guy. Didn't he start three fires?
It's like 45 fires, and he's like, just a coincidence.
Kept doing it. So huge fire. So it could have absolutely destroyed their business, but they pivoted. They were smart. They had their finger on the pulse. The fact is, postcards were losing steam anyway. People wanted to write longer messages for the holidays and special occasions. Postcard, you could only write one sentence, and it was very public. There was also growing social pressure at the time to send something nicer or more thoughtful. So these guys are like, we got an idea. They basically started this thing. It's the greeting cards as we know them. Folded cards in envelopes. Not common at the time. It was all about postcards or these European cards that were expensive and ornate, and they were much, much bigger. They came up with kind of this size. Hey, we'll put it in an envelope. It was not a common thing at all. Small folded card, envelope. It was affordable, but it felt more personal than a postcard. More space to write, more emotional tone, way more design possibilities, and a sense of privacy. Completely changed consumer behavior. It was an absolute hit right from the beginning. It looked like you were giving somebody a small gift, a postcard. Even today, my brother, Chris, when he travels, will send postcards to the boys, which
that's awesome.
That's almost kind of a novelty now, but they are very... It's just a very casual thing. This feels more like a gift. What's in here?
Derek Gould will send me a postcard every now and then.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Name drop.
Yeah.
Derek Gould is a sports writer, correct?
Yeah. He's the Cardinals beat writer and one of the greatest sports writers. And he's a great guy, bright guy. And he will be a guest on this podcast. And the brand will be the St. Louis Cardinals.
That makes sense.
He's agreed to do it. We just got to find time. We need to do it soon before we start playing baseball.
No.
Yeah, no Ozzy.
No Ozzy Smith.
Yeah.
Rats.
I know. No, Derek Gould's awesome.
Watch the language.
Sorry. it was also a very public thing. When you were opening these cards, suddenly it became more of an event, like you were opening a present where your friends would gather and see. Just became a big, cool thing. So all of a sudden, they're building. They build a new market. They got new printing equipment. They took out a loan. They got in-house artists. That was very rare at the time. And people started designing these greeting cards, better paper stock. And they started leaning into more of the seasonal stuff. This is way the heck back then. And the Christmas stuff really exploded. But birthday cards all of a sudden, weddings, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, sympathy, you know, when somebody would pass away, that became the norm. And Hallmark led that shift. Other businesses were also getting into this thing, but they were the leaders in that. The fire was such a big thing. Retail historians call it one of the most important fires in retail history.
Wow.
It was huge.
Okay.
They might have stayed a postcard wholesaler without that fire, and the greeting card category, as we know them, probably wouldn't look anything like it does today. Another cool thing that they got on board that helped expand is they started this thing and stores didn't know how to display them. Think about that. You're probably getting stacks and stacks and stacks. How do you put them in a place where people can see them? So the Hall brothers, they designed in-store card racks, just that we know now.
Yeah.
Pretty revolutionary. Hey, here's how you display them in the stores. They were very much a part of that. The other thing they did by the 1920s is they produced holiday catalogs of greeting cards, which is one of the earliest forms of seasonal retail marketing. So not to consumers, but to all the stores, here's our catalog. Tell us what you want.
Gotcha.
That's very, very common, you know, now or
so before, back then, like the Woolworths would be like, yeah, what cards do we want?
Yeah,
this year?
They'd open their Hallmark catalog and say, we'll take, you know, 100 of these, 200 of these. The
Jimmy, what's going? What's hot now? Elves? Is elves hot? What about bells?
No, bells are last year.
We ate 15 pair of bells last year. Or 15 bell cards. Reindeer?
No.
Holly?
No.
Seeing a lot of holly here.
No, holly's out.
You're sure holly's out?
Holly's so 1894.
All right. Yeah. So just elves is what you want.
Just elves. So they're blowing up, right? Things are going really well. Something happens in 1917 that also helped their business. Something that displaced a ton of Americans who other Americans wanted to write letters to. Sean? Greg?
WW1?
You got it,
buddy. Man, I was going to say that.
World War One.
I really was.
Think about it.
I think you're going to say Grenada.
That was going to be my second guess.
So many troops overseas. People want to stay in contact with them. They want them to feel good. They want them to feel special. What other way than a greeting card? Absolutely blows up their business. Our boy JC is quoted as saying, there's a book, by the way, Hallmark, A Century of Caring, it's called. He said, no one in the greeting card business set out to benefit from the war, but in many ways, it was an important turning point for the industry. This, I think, is interesting. People sought closer contact with one another, especially with their relatives and friends in the service. And servicemen themselves not only enjoyed receiving greetings, but sending them as well. As a result, many more men became permanent buyers of the cards than ever before. It was mostly kind of women at that point, but all of a sudden you got servicemen traveling abroad who are all of a sudden customers. So he says, and I saw something else in that custom, a way of giving less articulate people and those who tend to disguise their feelings a voice to express their love and affection. Wasn't really around that much. Everything you did had to be a letter or you know, but all of a sudden you buy a card that says what you're trying to say already, but kind of changed the business. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How less articulate?
Any level of inarticulation.
Me love you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It would help out. It would help out a guy like that. So the war helps him out. And then they did something else. Greg mentioned it earlier. They invented, as the story goes, invented wrapping paper. This is pretty cool.
Whoa.
We hear about there's so many. I mean, the fire is a theme. The war is a theme. Those types of things, whether it's you know, those catastrophes or the war that sort of propel these businesses. We also hear with a lot of the food stuff, the accidental things. We ran out of this, so we did, you know, supposedly the ice cream cone was invented because they ran out of bowls and at the World's Fair, and there was a waffle maker was in the next booth, so they said, let me use those, we'll start, you know, scooping the ice cream in that, and the ice cream cone was born. Wrapping paper, something similar. This also in 1917 at their gift shop in downtown Kansas City. Typically at that point, they were selling colored tissue paper, ribbons, and simple gift boxes. That was the whole game. Their wrapping paper wasn't really a thing. Most people use brown tissue paper. The idea of decorated gift wrap basically did not exist in America. It existed in Europe, but it was like super fancy and super expensive. Well, business was booming. They ran out. Big holiday rush, completely sold out of it. And the customers are like, this is a gift. It's got to be gift wrap. What do you want me to do? Well, old JC and Raleigh improvised. They had this fancy French envelope lining paper in the back. You still see this if you get those really nice envelopes, the stuff that's inside. It does look just like wrapping paper. They had all this stuff, ornate decorative paper imported from Europe. Inside of envelopes, you'll see it for stationery accents and premium note sets. And they were like, let's just start wrapping it in this. They bought all the stuff they could, sold out like that. 10 cents a sheet, which was very expensive for 1917.
Whoa.
Sold out immediately. So the next year they ordered even more and went even bigger in 1918. They sold you the wrapping paper. So in 17, they were like, here, we'll put it on, we'll do this for you. But in 1918, they're like,
you take it.
Here you go. You take it. Wrap these things. Sold out again in 1918. So in 1919, they just started making it themselves. They designed their own. He realized it wasn't a fluke. This thing is around. This is a huge moment. It's where modern American wrapping paper was born.
Yeah. I got a little insight into this.
Go ahead.
Well, just from what I understand, you get a kid, they name their son Joyce.
Sure.
That was his name, Joyce. And Joyce probably got picked on a little bit. Mm. If you know kids.
I know kids.
They probably get picked on a little bit in middle school, especially for having a girl's name. And they're like, hey, you got a girl's name. And he said, oh, I have a girl's name. Huh? I'm a girl. Is that what you're saying? I'm going to grow up and I'm going to invent a way for Christmas presents to look prettier than they've ever looked before, and then we'll see who the girl is.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to show them. You're right.
Yeah. I've been calling him JC this whole time, and I apologize. It seems like that's what he went by the way. And Joyce, I think, was
wouldn't you?
More common as a men's name back then.
Was it?
Randy can research it, but I have a feeling it was.
Okay, so... He wasn't the only, you're saying, he wasn't the only one. There was a bunch of other.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it probably did drive him.
Tim didn't care for the Joyce joke.
It was,
I mean, you know.
Neither did Randy. Sean gave me a little bit.
I gave you a little, man. I saw what you were doing there, and I somewhat enjoyed it.
You didn't.
Well, okay. I was trying to be nice.
It was a sympathy laugh.
Yeah.
Really?
I was trying to be nice.
Thought it was pretty stupid. Let's go ahead and put it out there. Is it a stupid joke?
Not great.
Should we just cut it from the podcast?
No, like because now this part makes it so good.
Yeah, I would like to leave it in.
You don't think it was offensive in any way, do you?
No.
No, not at all. It just didn't land, that's all.
Popular.
If a kid was named Joyce in your fourth grade class, they were probably going to make fun of him. Probably.
Joyce?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's right to, I'm not saying it's even a terrible thing.
Maybe Joyce was the bully. Maybe he was the big kid. You know, it's like, I'm not making fun of Joyce. This guy throw me on the ground. You know, we just don't know what we were dealing with back then. There was no Instagram.
It was originally, more common for males, and then it sort of shifted.
Okay.
But it shifted right around that time, so I think you're probably dead on. I'm sure that's exactly
No, I'm not dead on, because it was all just a dumb joke. Mm. Didn't land with anybody.
That's all right.
It's all right, man. I've had several that didn't land.
It's all right, buddy.
Some on this podcast, some not.
By the 1920s and 30s, wrapping paper was a staple. Stores had entire wrapping paper departments, and it became a huge line for Hallmark, and is to this day a big, big part of their revenue. It is one of their most significant cultural contributions, people say, more so than greeting cards.
I mean, they're both pretty big deal.
They are. Also, how about the French guy that used to design the, you know, really fancy envelopes or the stationery?
Yeah, yeah. He's at him.
And then all of a sudden, these guys in America are just giving it to kids to just tear up his
yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, what a backfire.
Yeah.
And nobody even knows that guy's name.
Mm-mm, they don't. He's making this beautiful stuff, and kids just destroyed it. In 1922, Hallmark expanded throughout the country. The staff grew from 4 to 120 people, and the line increased from holiday cards to include everyday greeting cards. So they're in the game of everything.
Nice.
All over the country at that point.
Yeah.
In 1928, they officially introduced the brand name Hallmark after the Hallmark symbol used by goldsmiths in London in the 14th century. Do you know what an actual Hallmark is?
No.
So it's an official mark or series of marks struck onto an item made of metal, mostly to certify that the content of noble metals, platinum, gold, silver, and palladium, that it's sort of official. That's what an actual Hallmark
oh, really?
Is. But now okay. the term kind of means it refers to a standard of quality. Like,
yes,
oh,
there, yes.
That's the Hallmark. It's different right. than a maker's mark where you're like, oh, I'm the one who did this. People confuse it sometimes, but it used to be on those medals somewhere to show, yes, this is completely legit. And a third party has to put that Hallmark on.
Sean, you ever had that maker's mark 46?
No, man. I have just had the regulation one, but you've had the 46.
46s. If you like bourbon, I don't really drink anymore, but that Maker's Mark 46.
Fun?
It's like drinking candy.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd push that statement, yeah. but I'd say it's just very tasty, right?
It's good, man.
Yeah.
In 1928, yeah. Oh. Hallmark became the first in the greeting card industry to advertise their product nationally. Nobody else was doing that. They were like, this is a real... It's greeting cards, right? So think about it at the time. You're just... You go to the store and they've got some. Who really cares? But... As early as 1928, they're saying, hey, you want Hallmark.
Make it a Hallmark.
This is the good one. Yeah. Now, they're a ways away from their very famous tagline at this point still, but they're still advertising. Their first yeah. advertising.
Was, Hallmark does a body good?
No, not somebody else.
Hallmark is job one.
No.
Hallmark, the best a man can get.
Yeah. That's it.
That is it. Win for the kid.
Ladies Home Journal was the first advertising that they ever did. And old JC wrote the ad himself. And then they also started expanding. They bought this big old company in Canada. And it's like, oh, they're in the international game. And
Joyce wrote the ad for the Ladies Home Journal.
Joy, oh, you think so?
He just said he did.
He did.
Oh, he did.
I've been calling him JC.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I knew that from before.
That's what so. He. That's what yeah. I think. Again, I think he went by. I'll call him Joyce if it because it'll just propel that.
No, that man. Bit the joke
further
never landed. Mm.
During the Depression, JC, also known as Joyce, refused to lay off any employees. That's a big deal. The Kansas City headquarter company came through remarkably untouched from the Depression. They just kept killing it. The Hall Brothers Incorporated was one of the few employers with an occasional job opening during the Depression. So they were. Kind of expanding and refused to let anyone go.
You know, you got to think that's a good business to get into. You know, your cost and cost effectiveness has got to be pretty strong.
The margins, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yes, you know, it's about $5 for this.
Yeah, $5. I mean,
but they're
employing. That could be a. I don't even know the percentage of markup with that. I'm going to say that thing costs a nickel.
Well, but I mean, you got to
I
pay
get
for
it.
The writer, you got to pay for the ink.
Yeah,
yeah, man. What about
you're
the
right.
ink?
You're right. Yeah. The ink and the writer. Yeah, there's writers.
Actually, printing that, you're right, is incredibly inexpensive.
But I see what
Greg's saying. Also right.
They're, yeah, yeah. Stock here.
They're marketing. They're the writers. I'll get into more about the cards themselves, but it's pretty interesting. In 1944 is when that slogan, that catchphrase came about. Do you guys know what it is?
Oh, gosh. I just had it too.
Man.
Hallmark.
Best part of waking up.
No.
That's Folgers Crystals.
Okay.
Hallmark, make it.
I know what it is. It's Hallmark, you got the right one, baby.
No, it's not it either. I forget what that is.
No?
Yeah.
Diet Coke, Ray Charles.
Yeah. Diet Pepsi, Ray Charles.
Diet Pepsi, Ray Charles. You're right, man.
Yeah. Don't do that to old Ray.
Oh, yeah. yeah, Tim's going to start getting mad.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is like those Canadian.
Ann Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Triumph.
No. Hallmark.
Go ahead, Tim.
When you care enough to send the very best.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great slogan.
I think let it be Lowenbrow.
Okay.
No.
It's a great slogan. It's such a flex. It is. Yeah. There's another slogan. The best a man can get, I think, is sort of similar. It's saying anything else just isn't the same.
Yeah.
Especially, they're in the gifting business.
Yes,
you buy
it's
cards.
Worse.
You buy cards.
Which is best a man can get. It's like you're doing harm to yourself, but it's like, you don't care about your friend. You're going to send your mother an off-brand card.
Junk.
It literally says, when you care enough to send the very best. So if somebody sends me something else, it's like, oh, you literally didn't care enough. It spells it out.
Right. One of the knockoff, the lower tier cards has that as their slogan.
What?
When you don't care that much about somebody. Because we've all got people like
when
that.
When you only care enough to send this, yeah.
Who is Hallmark's direct competition? Who's their main competitor?
That's a good question.
Do we have anything out there? Can we...
I would imagine that similar to what we dealt with on the Ray-Ban thing, it's a lot of like, I bet your Walmarts and stuff make their own things.
Yeah,
that they put up with the Hallmark ones. But if I had to guess, that's in there. There's different, plenty of independent ones. You know, if you go into like cool touristy shops in any place, you always those kind of independent ones. But, you know, even card lines that maybe you're familiar with, are a lot of them are owned by
right.
Anyway.
I'm looking at American Greetings.
Oh, Papyrus. I know that one.
Papyrus.
Oh, okay. And I know American Greetings. Yeah.
Shutterfly.
Shutterfly does the digital ones. Hallmark also is in that game. So you can go to Hallmark Card Maker and make your own card with them. But American Greetings is world's second largest greeting card producer.
Okay.
Anyway. When You Care Enough to Send the Very Best, 1944. It was huge. It was written by a Hallmark marketing and sales executive named C.E. Goodman. He wrote it down on a 3x5 card. That card is on display at the company headquarters where he first wrote it down. That's pretty cool.
Sean, do you think American Greetings is affiliated with that coffee company that you like so much?
Yeah, what did I say originally?
American Coffee. My close friend over there, American Coffee.
Sammy, I'm sorry. He knows I love it.
I believe it's Operation Coffee.
And you're right. You're 100% right. I'm glad we're saying it again because Sam's a great guy. And he does good things, man.
When I say
Sam. He helps the troops.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Talking about Leonard?
Yeah. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
So that came out in 44. In 1951, this is pretty huge. Hallmark sponsored a television program for NBC. And that gave rise to what's called the Hallmark Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Wasn't really familiar, but it's pretty crazy. Hallmark Hall of Fame, the longest running primetime series in the history of television. This is the beginning of what is now the Hallmark Channel.
It was like
these Christmas movies.
Feel
that we'll
good movies.
Into. Yeah. Started in 1951. They were sponsoring them. From 1951 to 2014, it was on network television.
Yeah.
2014, it flipped over to the Hallmark Channel because why wouldn't it? Episodes largely limited to one film in a span of several months. Since the 1980s, they started doing that. Since 1954, all of the productions have been broadcast in color. It was one of the first video productions to telecast in color, which was not happening a whole lot in the 1950s. It is also one of the last remaining television programs where the title includes the name of its sponsor. Back then, that was really, really common in the early days of television.
Oh,
it was
like the
Crest Comedy Hour.
Right,
or whatever,
right, right.
Whatever
yeah.
the heck it was.
Yeah.
Hallmark, you don't really even think about it, but it's still right in there. The Hall of Fame films.
Man, if we could get the GIF Comedy Hour or something like that.
GIF
Dude, see, now you're thinking, buddy. This is the way.
Just a right special there. Every year.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, the GIF comedy hour.
It just sounds good.
There's anybody who
Smuckers,
can do it.
Maybe?
Doesn't sound good.
Oh, I like Smuckers.
I think Smuckers.
No, the
with
GIF
a name
comedy
like Smuckers,
hour?
It's got to be good.
That's comedy. It's self-deprecating. With a name that's like Smuckers, true. I know we haven't done Smuckers proper, but that slogan is so great. And it's kind of the opposite of this Hallmark one. They're like, only people who care get this.
Yeah.
Smuckers is like, hey, we know it's a bad name, but it tastes pretty good.
I didn't think that's, I think Smuckers just sounds rich.
What do you mean?
I don't think they're making fun of themselves. With a name like Smuckers,
oh,
it's got to
really?
Be good. I think Smuckers just sounds rich and jelly and sweet. Yeah, yeah. I think Smuckers.
Like, oh, the name sounds so good, so you know it's good.
I just think it sounds rich and decadent. Now, maybe you're thinking like Schmuck.
Yeah.
You know, like a name like Schmuck.
That is so interesting. How do you guys, do you understand what we're saying? He's saying Smuckers sounds so great, it must be good. I'm saying they're making fun of themselves saying this is a bad name, so you know it must taste good. What do you guys
gotcha. Think? I don't go either way because that name has been in my head since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So all I hear, there's no association.
Randy,
either
what
way.
Do you think? Do you think they're making fun of themselves or they're being being sincere?
I had always taken it as, with a name like this.
Tim wins. Tim wins.
Sorry.
The self-deprecating slogan for Smuckers, there's your answer right there.
Yeah. Randy, I'm very sorry.
Randy, what were you saying? We cut you off.
I said the same thing. I always thought that they were making fun of their name, that if it's got a silly name like this, it's got to be good.
So, yeah. This isn't even debatable.
No,
Greg, you
got to
get your head right, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm wrong.
You're just not thinking right.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you admitted it.
Wow.
And I'm proud of you, buddy. This is, well, you had that, your little step process today with your,
Dr. J.
Yeah, Dr. J.
Adjustment.
Attitude adjustment.
Attitude adjustment.
He missed a few spots. You almost had me convinced. I wasn't sure when you were saying it. I was like, especially you being in the game. I can't wait till we do Smuckers. That'll be a lot of fun.
I know the guy up there.
You what?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You think?
Wait a minute. Not the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Brazzy.
What?
Yeah, I know
Brazzy. Brazzy.
I know Brazzy.
Unbelievable.
You think he'll send some stuff?
Yeah, Brazzy's
You think we get another round of stuff?
Yeah,
on the Smuckers side now?
Yeah. I mean, I got him to meet Nate, so that's got to be worth something.
Yes.
Oh,
and
then
I got some other big stuff with Nate Land proper that I can't talk about yet, but Smuckers is in on. Yeah, yeah.
Nate Land proper, the company or the podcast?
The company.
Okay. Do we know about this, Sean and I?
I think so. Can't say anything more.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm excited. Boy, that was...
Man, nice. I'm looking at a couple of these cards here, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
They use humor.
They sure do.
Yeah.
This is a certain type of card that I think you see a lot. It's got two birds here. Polly won a cracker. And it says... Jessica won a margarita. Yeah.
It's funny.
Party like a Jessica on your birthday.
That's great.
This is a birthday card.
It's a shoebox card.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just catch you up on two other things and then we can dive into these cards?
Yeah, no, let's not. Yeah, let's not.
No, go for it, Timmy. You're doing a good job.
Yeah. Get it all out.
Hallmark Hall of Fame. I told you about that. The important thing about that is it was a big deal. It won 80 Emmy Awards, and it was kind of the beginning of them dipping into this whole production thing, which has become the giant that it is today with the Hallmark Channel and all of these movies. In the 1970s, Hallmark started getting into Christmas ornaments. The first collection was these six glass ball ornaments, and it's blown up. Keepsake ornament collection, they're dated. They're available for just 1 year. By 1998, 11 million American households collected Hallmark ornaments. And over 250,000 people were members of the Keepsake Ornaments Collectors Club. It became a collector phenomenon. Ornaments have resale values like sneakers, baseball cards, or cologne.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Wow. I'm pretty sure it didn't say that. I got you an ornament.
Oh, buddy, thanks.
Yeah.
From Hallmark.
What do we got there, guys?
Oh, a baseball one?
It's a Cardinal.
It's a snowman.
It's a snowman playing keyboard.
You're right. He's playing the organ at the ball game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I have so many Cardinal ornaments, but not this one.
Yeah. Okay, man. This is a nice gesture, Greg.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Comes with batteries and everything?
Comes with batteries. Yeah, it's battery operated. Yeah.
So these things, speaking of this, they license Hallmark in general, the cards and the ornaments do license deals. It's not even worth saying all the people that they license with because it's just everybody. Some of the most iconic ornaments are a Star Trek one, Star Wars one where the lightsabers light up, Barbie, Disney characters, NFL teams. Very collectible. Some ornaments have sold for hundreds of dollars on secondary markets. Boy, that's a cool one.
Randy, you don't have a Christmas tree, do you?
Look at that Oregon.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have a Christmas tree that stays up year round.
Then I got you these ketchup and mustard ornaments here. Heinz ketchup and Heinz mustard. If you remember, we did these as a brand. And
thank you very much,
ketchup short hand. You want to hand that to?
Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
Sean, I didn't think that you had any ornaments, so I got you this dancing pickle here.
That's really cool too, man. Go ahead and press it.
Okay, man. Is it all ready to go?
Yeah, hold it to the mic.
I don't even know.
Press for sound and motion. What do you think?
Yeah, well, let it dance, buddy.
I want him to hear the... It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a dancing pickle is what that is.
That's great.
All right, let's take... We're done now. Let's cut it. Stop! I mean, they made their point. I enjoy it, but...
And then I got this lantern because I spent so much money, so...
Well, wait, they gave it to you for free?
Gave it to me for free. It's a gift. I spent
pro
enough
bono?
Money. I get a lantern. It's not a real lantern. It's you just got to turn it on. I think it takes batteries.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's for you, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Just because I feel like he has a house where they have stuff up.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, we got
that
all
may not make the cut.
Kate, we got all
Kate
stuff.
Kate may put that in the garbage.
May veto the... Yeah, no, it's good.
Kate's, yeah, she's pretty particular about what gets displayed.
Yeah, it's good looking. So the ornaments, a big part of their business to this day. That happened in the 70s and the 80s. Some crazy things happened. Number one, do you know that Hallmark owns a little company called Crayola?
No.
Yeah, they bought it in the 80s. $204 million they spent and then immediately disappointed to learn that about 10% of those crayons already broken.
Whoa.
I made that part up.
I
was also going to go with a periwinkle joke, but I opted for that one.
I would say how much? 210 million?
204 million.
$204 million. The gold and silver were, I think, 150 million alone.
Oh, they're expensive.
The gold and silver crayons.
Yeah. Those things aren't the metallic things. Those are nice.
Yeah. Those are great. The gold and silver crayons. Yeah.
Really good.
It was less than a million for the magenta.
Sure. Yeah. Periwinkle they threw in for free.
Oh yeah, no, that's like that lantern.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got periwinkle in there. I had no idea they owned Crayola. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's
yeah, no idea, man.
They own a lot of companies. It is way bigger than I would have thought. In the 80s, they also launched the Hallmark Gold Crown stores. These are the retail shops that you see in a lot of malls. Sometimes they are freestanding.
Strip malls, that's where I got all this stuff.
Oh, you went to one?
I went to a Hallmark store out in O'Fallon.
That's great.
Yeah. St. Peter's, I think, is.
They're not what they used to be. At one point, there were over 5,000. You know, they're getting beat up by Target, CVS, Walmart, and stuff. You know, they all have
big
those
box
kind of sections, but a lot of those big box places are also selling a lot of their stuff. But they still do well. Obviously, those stores, home decor, holiday merchandise, collectibles, seasonable ceramics, and gift wrap. So that was the 80s. Our boy JC, also known as Joyce Hall, he died in 1982. His son Don Hall succeeded him as chairman. Again, still a family business.
And Don
family,
or Diane?
Don.
And so he didn't continue the tradition.
No, he didn't.
Giving his son a girl's name.
The family legacy lives on. Don Jr. and David Hall are the executive chairman and executive vice chairman of the board of Hallmark.
Do they live in Kansas City?
To this day. I'm going to assume that they do, but I can't say for sure. A big part of their business is on the coast as well. When it comes to these greeting cards, Hallmark greeting cards in general, 50% of the market share. This is interesting. I think I'll go ahead and confirm this. Hallmark, one of the largest employers of writers in the world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think in the world, but.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I mean, the volume alone.
Just cranking those things out. They have an in-house writing staff that works full-time on card copy. Hallmark cards appear in over 100 countries. Christmas accounts for over 60% of all holiday card sales in the U.S.
You know who did an internship at Hallmark?
Who's that?
In college one summer.
Who? I know this. Who was it?
Brazzi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. To my wife, Tim, this one's for you. I didn't find one card that seemed perfect for you this Christmas. I found lots of them. So they have like four little cards in the center. That's, yeah.
Love that. That's fun.
Sean, let's see how you feel about this one.
Sure.
There's a pizza. Again, this is a little absurd, so you may hate it.
Go ahead.
There's a guy with a pizza, and he's got a pizza cutter, and it says, so how old are you? Have you called your mom lately? Are you wearing underwear? And the guy says, wow, you're a very personal pizza.
I obviously have to see the card. You can't do that while I'm just like, so how old are you?
I didn't see it. I got it.
Yeah, Tim, man, he seemed to get it right away.
Yeah, not a clue.
Don't get this one.
Come on, man.
Back in the day.
I mean, what do you want me? Do you think I enjoy it? I'm gonna take a beating for this.
Yeah, I can take a beating. No.
I'm gonna get hit on this one.
Just for a second.
This is a good thing
for you to work on. I had some work with Dr. J today.
Good, buddy.
So sometimes when you're confused or don't understand anything, you hate it immediately or you lash out against it. This is not a very great joke, but it's basically, do you remember when Pizza Hut came out with your personal pan pizza?
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a pan pizza asking personal questions, and he's like, wow, this is a really personal pizza. It's a play on the word personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, am I supposed to laugh at that, or what are you
trying? No, no one's trying, no.
What are you trying to agenda?
Nobody. Hope your birthday really delivers. Yeah.
Who is it for? Here's my question. Who, and I'm being sincere here.
Yeah.
Who is that for age-wise? Is that for everybody? Is that for a 5-year-old and a 60-year-old?
No, it's anybody with a sense of humor. no, I don't love that one because personal pizzas aren't really a thing that much anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but the banana bread, if I got this card, I would love it.
That's good.
I think it made me laugh. I think it's a very funny joke.
The tricky part, I think, when you're getting cards is it's for the person. You have to find something that is going to fit with that person's.
Yeah, I wouldn't send you the. I actually would have sent you the banana bread card.
Oh, dude, you sent me a thing the other day on with your Uber Eats order that I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, you did. I thought it was funny. And I get your point. But let me see if Tim gets this. And I don't think that you're a dummy for not getting it. My joke was probably flawed.
No, I don't know. Well, let's ask Tim. Tim will call it down the middle.
If it was anything like that Joyce joke, we're all in for a real treat right now.
This was not a joke. This was just me looking at a situation that seemed a little bit funny to me, and Sean didn't find it funny at all.
Yeah.
Uber Eats. Read it. See if you pick out the thing.
Uber. All right. So Tim is
estimated arrival.
Looking at the phone here.
Latest arrival by 2:05. Robin is in a Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Okay. So you, Greg, you were right.
Did you not? Isn't that funny to you? I said it to the wrong person.
I don't know what it is, man. Yeah. You see, my mind.
It's just so funny that it's says A-class, like
yeah, they say exactly like whenever you talk about A-class or what, I don't know, you know cars, but we don't know cars. When you start talking about which class of Mercedes, it's like, oh, so now they're bragging about their car.
So
for those of you who didn't quite understand what's going on, I got an order from Uber Eats because I'm lazy, but it was when Sean and I got home from Bloomington, and then we had to go to the live podcast. I'm like, I have to eat some food before I eat all this Entenmann. So I was like, I'm ordering Uber Eats. So yeah. I ordered some barbecue, but, it says, you know, this person is going to be here at this time, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, what car they're in. It says they're in a Mercedes-Benz A-Class. And it's like, oh, this, you know, growing up, it'd be like, if you have a Mercedes-Benz A-Class, you're an oil tycoon and they're delivering Uber Eats, which is
right.
Thank God they do deliver Uber Eats.
But also all the detail.
It's detail to me.
It's got chrome rims. It's and it goes from 0 to 60 in 1.2. And he should be there within the next 45 minutes.
Actually, probably 32 because it does go 0 to 60.
Yeah.
No, great. You were correct. That is good, man. That is good. I guess I wasn't
gave
seeing
me
it.
Nothing on it. He was like,
no, I
he was almost angry
at
with me.
No, I wasn't. I could just tell you how I saw it. I can tell you where my mind goes, and it just goes a different way.
Yeah, let me see your text. It wasn't friendly.
No, I wasn't mean though. I think I put a question mark at first because I didn't get it, and then I'm like, because I thought you sent it to the wrong person.
Yeah, I sent it to one of my friends who I thought would think it was funny.
I didn't get it, man.
Okay, no,
here,
this is
here we go.
This is good. I just sent him the picture, like I just showed Tim.
Yeah,
everything okay? I text back. You read it? Question mark. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I guess you're telling me you are ordering lunch. I text back, car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's probably the old model, $6,000 car. I'm fine with it.
What?
That's okay. What I thought. I just assumed instantly I go to, because I know cars like that. Like you could have that car out there. And if the year's not on there, that doesn't give away anything. So I'm just going to be like, that's probably somebody who has a luxury name. But just a 20-year-old car.
Right.
That's just instantly how I thought of it.
Right.
Right.
I don't have the zoom out to be like, well, wait, what's...
Sean is no fun, is what I'm trying. He's just just not fun.
Tons of fun.
Can't have any fun. Cousin, you're getting a Christmas card from me. Know why? This one's an easy one. Just...
Cousin.
Be cousin.
Be cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Play on words.
That's fun.
Sean hates it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I know, it's fine. Yeah.
The Hallmark, within Hallmark, there's different lines, right? And I bet those some of those funny ones are their shoebox line.
Is that definitely Brendan true? And the bananas a shoebox.
Yeah.
That is their big brand right there.
So they started Shoebox in 1986. Now, there was these things called studio cards that were typically like independent companies. These were huge in the 50s. They were tall, narrow, and humorous because greeting cards at that time, everything was sentimental and almost a little bit cheesy. But these different companies popped up and they were selling kind of witty, sarcastic, much funnier, more biting cards. Hallmark has sort of put those out of business with the retail thing that we talked about. They would influence all these retailers with the way that they stocked all these things, and it made it hard for them to keep these funny ones. So Hallmark's like, we'll get into the business of the funny ones. In 1986, they started Shoebox. Do you guys know who Maxine is? Did you get any Maxine cards?
No.
If you saw her, you would know her.
I didn't ask the girl the name that was working at the thing, but...
That wasn't her.
I don't think it was Maxine.
It's the old woman that you see on a bunch of these cards who's very, very funny. Hallmark invented
Maxine
her.
Was Joyce's brother. Randy liked it.
Randy felt bad for you.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, Maxine, a typical Maxine quip would be this. Life is what you make it. I make it miserable for as many people as possible. Maxine kind of became a huge hit on her own. They sell 160 million Maxine
green cards. Yeah, I see. She's a cartoon character, and she's kind of an old lady, and she's a rascal.
She's a real rascal. She even got her own animated special called Maxine's Christmas Carol. She has a bull terrier named Floyd. He's in a bunch of her things. So huge hit for Hallmark, again, under the Shoebox brand. I look pretty hard to see the best selling Hallmark cards of all time. They don't release sales by design data. They've got all these things. They're tracking what's selling, and they're constantly recycling things or tuning it up, right? So one card, they might be like, oh, that did well, but maybe the caption should be different. Or maybe the art should be different. And doing that, there's this thing called the pansy card, like pansy is in the flower.
Yeah.
It's notably one of their best selling of all times.
I've noticed there's usually maybe... middle-aged woman is going to get a birthday card, and it's going to have a half-naked soap opera star looking man on it, and it's going to be something funny on the inside.
Yeah.
There seems to be several of those.
Yep.
Very popular. Are you guys big on giving cards with gifts?
Oh, like a greeting? No, I would say if I'm giving a gift, I probably don't have a greeting card, just like a tag, which Hallmark takes credit for creating gift tags too. Around the time when they started doing the wrapping paper, they basically invented that as well.
Oh, the tags?
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool.
Pretty cool.
I have those.
Great, great stuff. But no, I don't. How about you?
No, and the reason I'm a little jaded on the cards, because my grandma, who lived in Fredericktown, Missouri, when I was in Rochester, would send me birthday cards, Christmas cards, cards for anything, and she always put money in there.
Yeah.
So my training as a kid was when you got a card, something was falling out of it. And then when I got older, certain relatives, that stopped.
Oh.
And I was like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no cash inside.
I don't get the joke, and there's no money in it.
I don't get the joke. There's no money in it.
I don't know who Brendan is, but he doesn't have a $5 bill.
So, I mean, my whole thing was, I was like, if I ever sent anybody a card, I'm like, you're never going to get a card for me that's a holiday greeting that wouldn't have something in there.
Oh, really?
Never.
So that's your
like,
policy?
That is my policy. And if I've done that to you, call me out on it and I will make it right immediately.
So how many people are you giving cards to that you're also
giving? A decent amount.
Yeah. How many is a decent amount?
In a year? Like, what are you talking in what span?
A year.
7.
Who and what
cousins,
what occasions?
Birthdays?
Birthdays. What are you slipping in? $2 bill? Salmon
no,
shirt?
Oh, it's twosers for me, man. No. Usually I'll try and give like a combination of cash plus a gift card. But okay. One of the best.
Cash and a gift
yeah,
card.
Yeah, it's one of the best Mitch Hedberg jokes was something about like, why would you buy a gift card when you took money that was good everywhere and now it's good?
Yeah,
I mean, I know, but now it's just go to Domino's. And I can't do it in his voice and stuff. You guys know the bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great bit.
It's a great bit. You just took money that's good everywhere, and now it's only good at Pizza Hut or something.
Yeah.
So that's why I'll try and do a combo platter. Okay. Or I just won't do the gift card, and I'll just do cash. Which, the argument there is that lacks any sort of, you don't really put any, you know, effort into it.
Can I ask you a question? How much money are you giving to a cousin on their birthday in a card?
Depending on age, $50.
Really?
Yeah.
I just gave my cousin children.
Yeah, she's 14. I gave her $50.
Okay. That makes sense.
Have you ever gotten one of these cards from him?
Absolutely not.
Greg, no offense, dude. You are impossible to shop for. Because you make that type of money where you have everything you want. So, no, it's true. I don't care. I'm saying it. Rich people, you can't shop for them because they just get. I have rich family members. We just don't buy for them because it's like they'll just get it. They just treat that. And it's like, what am I going to get you? Now, you could go into something like the ornament or something. Maybe Greg would appreciate.
He thought about a lantern.
Yeah.
He thought about a lantern. But like,
he sees the angle already. Somebody in his family is getting that lantern this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, if I got Greg a lantern, I don't know if he would want it.
I don't want it. That's why I gave it to Tim. Funny. Yeah, I don't want that lantern.
I will say this about Sean. When I had our first child, he gave us a card. And in that card, Creed cologne.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
very much.
That's true to what he's saying.
So sort of like Mitch Hedberg's joke. He took a perfectly good card and ruined it.
Hallmark has gotten into some copyright issues. You can imagine a lot of what they do. They claim it is parody.
Oh yeah.
So they'll use, you know, a lot of times you'll see like news things or unflattering pictures of celebrities, stuff like that. And they're just like, yeah, it's parody. Paris Hilton sued them in 2007. You know, that's hot is Paris Hilton's big catchphrase. So the card was titled Paris's First Day as a Waitress. It's a photograph of Hilton's face on a cartoon of a waitress serving a plate of food. And she says, don't touch it. It's hot. Well, Paris had registered it's hot as a trademark. So she sued him. And they said, no, it's parody. It's totally fine. It's protected under fair use. And they denied Hallmark's motion to dismiss it. So they ended up settling. They had to pay Paris Hilton. But I didn't realize that until reading this, that you see all those celebrities on there and they're saying, oh, it's parody. It's totally fine.
I don't know.
Then selling it and making money.
I'm on Paris's side on that one.
You always are on Paris's
side.
I know.
I know, man. I like her.
Neil Armstrong also sued Hallmark Cards in 1994. They made an ornament that was basically him, an astronaut. And it said, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. He sued him. They settled. He got money and he donated the money to Purdue University.
Good for him.
All right. Like the way he's doing it. It's hot. Like you own that.
Yeah, but they had her face on it with saying that's hot.
I agree with both of you. It is silly.
I got you. Yeah, I see your point.
I think it's
Greg.
Silly that they.
I see your point.
If they just had another character going, that's hot or whatever, I'm like, okay. But it was obviously Paris Hilton, and it was obviously her going, that's hot. It's like, that's her.
Yeah, it was literally a picture of her. I don't blame her.
Okay, it wasn't like, well, then how, then, yeah, then I'm, then how would that be parody?
Hallmark involved in so many other things. It is so much larger than I ever would have thought.
Oh boy! Bless first you. Sneeze of the
Come
podcast.
On, man,
yeah, I'm allergic.
Be
Look
professional.
At that. It took 4,000
hours. Yeah, that is. We've been going. That's the one thing we said when we started this thing was no sneezing.
Coughing's fine, but
no sneezing is what we said.
And we don't have a sneeze button. We have a cough button.
We don't have. Come on, man.
Was that the first one?
That's the first one ever. Man, in how many episodes? 390.
It felt great, man. You guys should try
and
it.
I don't believe I've ever sneezed in here with all the juniper. The clones.
No, we both
By the way, man, Sean shows up to the live podcast. I mean, he's wearing a barrel full of cologne.
I know. And I know there's fatigue with this topic, but all I can honestly say is, why is it that nobody ever since I've had this has complained about it? Mm. It is like literally, we're comic. Comics would bust chops. They'd be like, hey, dude, take it easy. Like,
yeah.
Nobody does that.
Josh did.
Josh, well, that was Curve. So in fairness, Josh should have. That was rookie days. I was wearing Curve cologne. I mean, you talk about dark times.
Emma smelled it on Tim when he got back from the studio that day.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't care for it.
Well,
most people are just nicer than I am, so they're not going to say anything.
I see what you're saying, though.
I'm just saying, like, if it was that egregious.
I'll tell you how it is.
And if anything, I had a lot of compliments on Sunday, and I appreciate everyone supporting me.
Look, Randy just pulled up the Paris Hilton card in question. That's crazy that they would be able to
do that. Oh, yeah, that's not... Okay, I got to go back with Paris.
That's just her face.
Yeah, I've always been with Paris on this one.
Do we know what the settlement was for?
Paris and Neil Armstrong. No, undisclosed. They settled out of court. That's what the big timers
yeah,
do.
Yeah, the big
Paris
timers
give
do.
It to Purdue?
You know.
I don't believe that she did. She didn't have...
Hey, here's a fun fact. You know who settled out of court? Coldplay with Joe Satriani over Viva La Vida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Satriani's like... Hey, Coldplay, you better take it easy.
Sure.
You're not going to get paid on that. That's my guitar riff.
Yeah.
And same thing. And I was dying. I was like, what is that number?
How much? Yeah.
I'm just like, what? I mean, are we talking 20 grand, 2 million? I have no idea.
Definitely more than 20 grand.
More than 20 grand.
It's a very popular
song. I don't think Satriani needs 20 grand.
No, I didn't care.
If you had to take education guess on a Viva La Vida is huge, by the way.
Yeah.
A million?
Millions. Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah, so he's but I couldn't narrow it down more than that. But yeah, millions.
Fair enough. Coldplay's got it.
More than 1 million.
Yeah, definitely more than 1 million. Hallmark owns all kinds of things. We've mentioned it. We're not going to dive too deep into it because it may be its own brand.
It is.
But the Hallmark Channel, which puts out these Hallmark movies, which has been just a cultural phenomenon. The Hallmark Channel itself, I can't say that word. Channel itself, they make really good money off it. Hallmark Plus, premium subscription video on demand service. People are very loyal. They own Rainbow Bright. Do you remember Zubily Zoo? Do you remember that show?
What is it?
Zubily Zoo? I believe Ben Vereen was a part of Zubily Zoo.
Really?
Yeah, it was a big show back in the 80s. Anyway, they own that. They also own Dayspring greeting cards, if you're familiar, if you've ever seen those. It's the world's largest Christian greeting card company. They own it. They bought it in 1999. It is based in Arkansas. Hallmark, a big, big, big brand.
I think we do Hallmark a whole lot of money. Channel as a brand at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm into it with these just movies. So I can talk. Well, I watched that Bills movie. I haven't watched it yet, but if I can watch that, there's a Bills movie out now, which I appreciate everyone reaching out, giving me a heads up about it. I have not watched it yet. I will find the time. It looks like it's a very pro Bills movie.
Pro Bills.
And go
you
Bills.
You only watch
go
pro Bills. Bills movies, is that right?
Yeah. If it's something negative about like the Norwood wide right, I'm out.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Thank you.
I got some comments for you guys. Are you interested?
Yeah.
Throw it to
nice
us, buddy.
Job on the Hallmark.
Oh, thanks. That was fun. Thanks for the
job, buddy,
the
as
gifts.
Usual. Yeah, thanks for my pickle.
It's a very sexy
pickle. I like it. I'm serious.
You don't have to have it. I mean, somebody would love that pickle. Did it sound sort of sarcastic the way you said
it? Thanks for my pickle. I did. I guess it did, but I wasn't being sarcastic. It's just a funny gift, but I do enjoy it, and I do have a spot for it.
That's great.
In Gus's toy chest.
I got comments from the Krispy Kreme episode that featured our friend Karen Morgan. People loved Karen Morgan. Kurt Lewis 858 said, Karen Morgan is an impressive human. What a great guest. I'm not going to read all of them, but people love Karen Morgan.
Oh, Karen's great.
Obviously, check her out. Follow her on all the socials.
Got a bunch of dry bar specials out.
Yeah.
Love Karen. We're going all the way back to that episode for comments. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to kind of catch up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no comments on the live app.
There are some.
Yeah. One of them is about Tim and Staten Island.
I'm sorry. We didn't do any because of the setup.
But we had a Ray-Ban episode, right?
Yes, but that was after this one.
Correct.
That was after this one. Oh, but so we're not doing those comments today.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way, way back.
You have a problem with the Krispy Kreme comments?
I think it was 3 months ago we did that episode.
It wasn't that long ago. Well, we got it. I don't want to miss any. Sometimes I'll do two and one, but not today. I just got Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
All right, man.
We'll do Ray-Ban next time. Kevin Thompson, JQ3KU said, so great having a bulldog on the pod today. As for Krispy Kreme, a buddy of mine told me he puts Krispy Kremes on his green egg for about 3 minutes. That's one of those.
I heard barbecue they're awesome. Pits. Yeah. Big green egg.
Yeah. I heard they're unbelievably makes like great food.
Bulldog was the reference to
her going to Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, you put the Krispy Kreme on the green egg for about 3 minutes. You flip it halfway, and they come out with a great flavor with the icing caramelized a bit. I haven't tried it yet on my pit boss, but I can't wait to give it a try. Go Dawgs! He loves Georgia. Jason Harris, 5571, said, Sean, since you're a living example of the ancient wisdom, you have not because you asked not, and given your legendary track record of scoring awesome gear from every company under the sun, I'm following your lead. So, Greg and Tim aren't claiming the Otis merch that you got for them, I'd be more than happy to give it a loving new home.
Buddy, unfortunately, we're a week late because we gave that was part of the prize packs in the live app we did.
Hey, God, your inflection was, and trust me, man, reading comments, it's you have not because you asked not.
What did I say?
You said like you have not because you asked not. So it's you have not. You don't have anything because you haven't asked for anything.
Mm.
And that's him.
Old acting school over here.
I'm just trying to help the listener.
Think
you're infallible? I don't know.
Pardon me?
Or think you're infallible?
No, I don't think I'm infallible, but I...
It wasn't a great read.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. I picked it up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get what he meant. The way you said it was like, you have not, which you haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked not, which doesn't quite make sense, but you have not.
Yeah.
Because you asked not.
Yeah.
So did he read it wrong or did our boy write it wrong?
No, Tim's read wasn't very good.
Could have been better.
Okay. I think I enjoyed it.
Studied under some of the greats.
You didn't even. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. I'm sorry you're upset.
Could you explain to us? Did you get what that quote meant right away?
Yeah. No. All I got was, hey, where's the Otis merch?
And yeah. No.
So I'm sorry. I wish I would have mailed it out.
Yeah, you're not listening to half of what we said.
No, I heard it was something like, I don't know. It was some poem thing that was over my head. Yeah, I didn't know what it meant.
John Vanilla Dinosaur M said, I've listened to all 316 episodes of the pod so far, and this one made me kind of nervous hearing all the tension building in the room. I like to learn about the product history. Not that much bickering amongst friends like on this episode.
Yeah, man.
He goes on to say, Oreo, KFC, Cheesecake Factory have all been my favorite so far.
You think we lean into the bickering a little too much?
It came up at a nice time, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, man. Because we were just doing that. And I think it might have been my fault. I should have let Tim's pathetic read go.
Cody Thomas 9661 said, as an Alabamian, is that how you
Alabaman
say that? He has an I in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Alabamian?
There's an I. Alabamian
You sure this guy's name is not Ian?
That's good, buddy.
Poor Joyce.
As you liked it better than that banana bread joke.
I do. I actually like the banana now. I just didn't get it.
I am so thankful this episode has a Southern representative. Funny story, Krispy Kreme used to have a promotion that when the hot light was on, you could come in and get a free donut.
Turn on the hot light.
You could come in and get a free donut. I haven't taken advantage of it in a long time. I saw the light on. I pulled in. I asked for my free hot donut. The cashier said, sir, we haven't done that promotion in 15 years. I guess it had been longer than I thought.
Turn on the hot light. Who's that, man? Who's turn on the heart light?
Sticks.
No, I'll get it.
Randy
Neil
get
Diamond.
It. Yes.
Yeah. Old Neil Diamond. Corey Douglas, Q1W, said, come on, guys, I listen every week, and all that means is that I tune in to find out what my next Tuesday purchase will be. You're going to have to do a vegetable company for next month so that my waistline can recover. I just happened to be driving by a Krispy Kreme while listening to this episode, and the hot donut light was on. I stopped in and bought a dozen. So good. No maple glazed available, unfortunately. I have no willpower and I'm easily peer pressured. Listening to this podcast is like the first year of college, except instead of the freshman 15, you get the consumer's 390. I love that.
That's pretty fun. This guy's good.
How was that? How was that read?
That was a great read, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Nice job, buddy. Man.
Thank you. As Murphy.
When you're good, you're good.
When you got it, you got it.
Turn on the hot light.
How'd you miss that in the Krispy Kreme episode?
I don't know, man.
Because you were very tired that day.
Was I?
Oh, yeah. That's what led to the crankiness that the person commented on.
Oh, dude, you were dragging.
And the tension.
Oh, the tension and the bicker. Well, we do that every week. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a little bit
more
lighthearted.
Yeah, you were real wiped out, though, that day.
So I was a real jerk that day?
It wasn't your best work, buddy.
Yeah. Well, no, but you were coming off a crazy week, dude. So I actually had your back on that. I was like, your schedule is nuts, buddy. I love you, man. You go hard. So, I mean, you were just tired. You were just tired.
I'm going to go back and watch, man.
Remember?
Well, we need the views.
Do I need to apologize to Karen?
No.
Yeah. I definitely write her a letter on a Hallmark card.
Yeah, I would send her one of these cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to send her this banana card. I think it's an awesome card.
Yeah, I'd go shoebox. I would send that to her.
She'll get it.
All right.
Remember my bad read?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like you for 90 minutes on that episode.
So I wasn't a jerk. I was just incompetent.
A little bit of both.
Both.
You probably could have used a Dr. J trip before that episode as well.
Okay.
And that's just what I'm gleaming from the comments.
Yeah, man. It hurts to hear it, but if you know.
S. Murphy 006 said, you 100% need a hot now sign that Randy can activate when he is satisfactorily amused. A one-man hot crowd.
Okay, that'd be fun. I think those DNs are a little pricey, but I mean, we got the money.
I like this. Adam Leslie, 2140, said he was talking about the Greg Garcia episode. He said, listening to Greg talk about Greg Garcia's net worth and describe him as, quote, a very successful, wealthy guy, feels like the male equivalent of pretty lady, very attractive. Love the show. Keep it up, guys.
That's terrific.
I'll do one more.
Do one more, buddy. Treat yourself.
It's another shot at Greg. I'm trying to be nice here.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Brett Englund.
Go ahead and take the shot. Read it.
Adam TR 528 said, I appreciate a few weeks ago when Tim told off Greg and Sean for tapping their pens. If he could do it again with Greg and his coffee cup, that would be great.
Okay.
We're tap free in here.
Yeah, we're tap free. What did I do with it? Was I tapping my coffee cup?
At the time, Adam thought you were on this crispy. You know, you were so tired, man. You didn't know what was going on. You were just fighting to stay alive.
Yeah, dude. I knew it. Now he's all bummed out about it, man. Now I feel bad told him. Go back, watch it. We need the views anyways. Let's put it on a little repeat cycle.
You did great.
You did great, man.
Karen was great.
Just goofing around, man. It was a fun episode.
Go dogs. Sean, any birthdays?
A couple birthdays, man. I apologize. Last week with the live stuff, we were a little time sensitive with the live crowd, so we couldn't get it in. So, I hope a few people out there enjoy themselves for the big birthday. Stephanie Nup, gotcha. Boom.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
There we go. Maybe a little, who do we got now? Peyton Adams. That's what I couldn't remember writing. Peyton Adams, happy birthday to you. And Bradley Morris. Hope you guys have fun. And then one more. We have a Shiloh Stuttle. I believe I'm saying that right. And her mom. Sounds like it was the same day. And then,
oh, wow. Wow.
I believe, if this comes out right, I think it might be today, if she's watching this today, her daughter, Charlie, who is in the Army in Korea.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Thank you for
I didn't get a name of the daughter, but I got the rest out. So okay. Hope everybody
happy
has.
Birthday to everybody. Thanks for emailing in.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that, Sean.
And listen to us, because we are just a bunch of ultra-crepidarians. I have to say it again. It was
one.
Such a good
no,
word.
No, you're fine, buddy.
And it fits so well.
So we're doing the same word two weeks in a row?
It would have landed so well if we had the setup.
This is on Randy.
It's not on Randy, but it was
yeah, man.
I couldn't really get to explain.
Randy, do your job.
It's basically
undermining Sean's segment.
Here, a person who expresses something outside of being an expert.
Mm.
That's all it is. That is literally what we're not.
You know anybody like that?
Be a great podcast name.
Nice.
That would be a good.
Yeah.
Ultra crepidarian.
Not very searchable.
No.
That would be the problem.
That would be.
Stuff coming up. I got Punk Rock Christmas here in St. Louis at the pageant, punkrockchristmas.com. Still tickets available. Bring the whole family. It's going to be great. Sean and Greg, you can catch this weekend in Cincinnati, Liberty Township,
to be
specific. They are at the Funny Bone. Still tickets available, but some sold out shows. So get on it.
There's one show available. It is the Saturday matinee show.
Okay.
Who
knows if it'll be available.
And then when this is out, I don't know, buddy.
Last I saw, there's some available. But I think that show will sell out.
Great.
And I want to say a sincere congrats to Greg on the Kansas City Week. I think that is phenomenal. To sell 14 shows at a comedy club, I don't know when that's been done. Ever. I know he hates compliments. I'm being genuine. I am so happy for him. I'm on the week. That's just insane. That's insane. 14, I think. And there's one left, I think, sort of.
Nope.
That's gone. So there
I think
you go.
We sold out 13 and we are on the way in the 14.
On the way to 14. Yeah, amazing.
There's no more. I don't think there's any more real place to put the other ones, but I'm very grateful to, Sean for saying that. And
that
to
unreal, man.
Nate. For letting me open for him in Kansas City.
I don't get impressed until 15. That's my policy.
It's
the way it works.
I need at least 20.
So. But Kansas City, Salt Lake City coming up top of the year. You and I are going to be in Plano, Texas. Check out GregWarrenComedy.com. Lots of shows. And get them. We're in a new era where these things are selling out. So it's not like, wait until that weekend and go to the show you want to go to. Get these tickets early, GregWarrenComedy.com.
And real quick, I don't forget, we have a real great fan, our friend Amy Coates. She drove in from Indy, drove down to Bloomington, just made us some really stuff that like takes time, man. Like, this is cool. I know if you're on audio, you can't see it.
Cool.
But maybe, Tim, if you would explain what I'm showing here.
It is a puzzle. There is a moose is the centerpiece, and then it's got a lot of brands that we've done, a ton of brands that we've done.
Yeah.
That moose is also wearing a salmon shirt. He's wearing Converse, and then we've got logos from Burger King, Jif, Energizer, Dunkin', Ludo, Nerf, and more.
He's got a Dunkin' Black card.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. And then there was other stuff Amy sent.
That's a cool looking puzzle.
Yeah,
it's great.
Cool. Oreo socks, hats. I got a word of the week calendar, which is hilarious and awesome, which I probably will use.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy, for being awesome.
Put out by Mental Floss, which
we get some of our info from there.
Get a lot of information from Mental Floss. It's a good site along with Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Along with what are the other ones, man? I need to send them all a gift or something. Man.
Maybe a Hallmark card.
A Hallmark card.
That'd be great. Speaking of the internet, follow us on all the social media. Mashed is a good one. I agree. Love Mashed. Follow the podcast on all the social media. You can find out what's going on. And then what else was I going to plug?
What were you going to plug, man?
Something else.
Your week at St. Louis, I bet.
Cruise is happening. My week in St. Louis. Get those tickets February 19 through 21. Going to be a whole lot of fun.
A lot of people in St. Louis, fans of the Consumers.
Yeah, love that. It really came out. Thanks to everybody that was there. That was really
special. That was an awesome time, man.
Yeah.
My Uncle Tom.
He was great, man.
He stole the show.
He's great.
Tom was great. Jay the attorney, by the way.
Oh, dude, we're not reading those comments, but yeah, people love Jay Kanzler.
Jay knocked it out of the park.
He was great.
Fantastic.
Really fun.
So,
Randy was MVP, man. Did a ton of work on Sunday and a ton of work on Monday to get that thing out in a timely fashion. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Adrian and Tristan, from coming down from Nashville.
Yep. Thanks to those guys. My buddy Dan at Planet Smoothie. Thanks for the gear.
Yep.
I know I mentioned up front, but I appreciate when people do things like that.
And that coffee company.
American Coffee.
What is it? Now I'm all confused. What is it? I don't want to say it. It's not Operation, right?
What is it?
Operation Coffee?
You got it, buddy.
Right? Did I get it?
Yeah, you did. Operation
my brain's
Coffee.
Mush. Yeah. Operation
is
Coffee.
That it?
Sammy is the man. We love you, buddy.
Yeah. We have been the consumers. You have the right to charge your phone.
Go Bills.